Hey, speaking of corporate prayer, Tamsil, would you come up here with us, sister? Tamsil has led a women's prayer meeting on Wednesday morning, kind of depending on the season. But we had something cool happen this last week. We have a Friday morning manager's prayer meeting with me and a group of guys. And I just opened up with Psalms 8 and started to pray through that. And then Tamsil texted me just within an hour or so later, Psalms 8. And I was like, you got to say what was on your heart about that. So say it, and then we'll go from there.
Wow, is that some good worship?
Yes.
I think I had my waterproof mascara on today. Oh, be gone. this was just part of my devotions a few days ago, and I came to verse 2 in chapter 8, and it was about the children. You have built a stronghold by the song of babies. Strength rises up with the chorus of singing children. That's all of you guys. This kind of praise has the power to shut Satan's mouth. Childlike worship will silence the madness of those who oppose you. I just felt like that was such a powerful testimony for where we are right now. I've just seen so much going on with the kids, you know, the youth groups getting started. I see it in the testimonies of so many of the kids here. And that is the Lord working and just raising our praise and worship time up to a whole new level. Alita just mentioned that to me last week, that she had felt that. And I think that's what she was feeling. The praises of all of you kids. You may be young in years, but your prayers and your praise have as much impact as any adult in here, whether we've been worshiping for 20 years or 10 years or 60 years. So keep it up. Go after your Jesus. He loves you so much. And he so wants to hear your voice on a regular basis.
Amen. 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 Lizzie, come up here if you would. Lizzie had a word during worship that I wanted her to say over us, and just pray over us if you would.
I just saw a vision of this path, and people had gone 3/4 of the way on the path. They had walked it, but then they just stopped and felt really hopeless. And I saw specifically some of you guys, and I just felt like the Lord was saying things that you've walked in and feel like you've reached a point that you can't see the end and you want to stop and you feel hopeless about it. The way that we finish that is by proclaiming what we do not see, what the Lord has done already, what he's already completed, what he started, he will bring to completion. Yeah. And so our proclamation and praise of that actually finishes that road for us. And so it was just on my heart, just that you, I want to pray over you, but if there's something that you feel like is hopeless, and you don't see, there's no hopelessness in the Lord. He's the one that scooped out the seas by his hand and who spoke into being all that we see. And I feel like he wants to purify our faith, that we would believe in what he said, that all of his promises are yes and amen. And we've been talking a lot about Abraham and just how he didn't get to see in his lifetime that he was a father of many, but we all know that. And so just in the quiet of your heart, if there's something that you feel like is kind of hopeless, would you just offer that to him as I pray over you and just say, I believe. I believe in your word. I believe you will finish this. You will bring it to completion. Father, we just ask for your help. Just these places that we feel stuck. Thank you that we can't finish them. Thank you that it's too much for us, that you've brought us to the place of not being able to see and not being able to accomplish it on our own strength. Thank you that there is no hopelessness in you and in your kingdom. We know you are the victory. You are the way. You are life. And so I just ask for every single one of these saints. Lord, lift up their eyes to see you in this specific area. We just ask, would you increase our faith? We want to take you at your word. We want to believe in your promises even when we don't see.
Yes.
So thank you that you have finished. Thank you that you have made a way. So I pray just a lifting of expectation in us, in our hearts individually and corporately. We love you, Jesus. Mm.